Even though.
Even though.
I started off like gangbusters. And I was so proud of myself. And like an idiot. I told the whole Thursday group. And they were all excited for me. Me and my 10 books. Typing away. I was all psyched. And it came to a screeching halt. I'm not scared of the flu. I'm scared of me. What was I thinking? Starting. Having everyone feel good for me. And then being afraid. I'm afraid to write. I'm afraid to finish. This is really happening to me. And I thought I was so over it. And it's so darn annoying. And it's so much more painful. Than any kind of flu. To be stuck in this place. Where I'm afraid. Of success.
Of
success.
It's
not the flu I'm afraid of.
I'm afraid
of feeling really great. And not following through.
I'm afraid
of sabotaging myself. This vibration. I can't get rid of it. I tap that baby out. And it sneaks back in. I wonder if I'm taken by aliens. Every night. And reprogrammed. With human fear. Human hesitation. And the truth is. How painful could success be? How hard could success be? Compared to all these years. Of fear. And being stuck. I hate being stuck. How painful could it be? To actually finish this. And feel good about myself. The truth is. I can picture myself with the flu. Much more easily. Than I can picture myself. Successful. And proud of me. I wonder if they have a vaccine for that. And I deeply. And completely. Want to start writing again. If I was writing.
If I was writing.
I couldn't think about flu.
I couldn't think about flu.
I wouldn't have time.
And even though.
What are you writing on?
I can't even remember.
Sounds exciting.
You know, that's scary. That's how much of a block I have.
Just think of it a minute.
And I've written a whole bunch of pages on it. And I just want you to know, I know that you're right on target because I can feel it all in here.
Okay, and you already promised not to leave the room.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Okay, all this fear of success. Okay,
how to make, you have to write on an organization, so I'm writing on the company that I work for, and how to keep employees productive and motivated in this economy.
Well, that's exciting. Okay.
I don't want to be that good.
If I motivate all those people. If I actually create the plan. I might feel obligated. To actually implement it.
Share it.
With them at work.
Other organization.
And I'm not ready to play it big. Yes, I am. I'm not ready to play it big.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could allow for the possibility.
That I don't have to play it big.
In one big go.
There'll be little baby steps.
All the way. And I always have choice. It's just baby steps. Writing this paper.
It's not a commitment.
To develop a new career.
To develop a new career.
To develop a new reputation.
To develop a new reputation.
To market myself.
To market myself.
I'm just writing the paper.
I'm just writing the paper.
I'm just finishing a goal.
I'm just finishing a goal.
But I know enough.
But I know enough.
That it could lead to greatness.
That it could lead to greatness.
And it freaks me out.
And it freaks me out.
More than any flu ever could.
More than any flu ever could.
Although if I had the flu.
Although I have the flu.
It'd be a darn good excuse.
It'd be a darn good excuse.
To get nothing done.
To get nothing done.
I want to have peace.
I want to have peace.
With my journey.
With my journey.
It's not all or nothing.
It's not all or nothing.
I don't have to change overnight.
I don't have to change overnight.
It doesn't have to be a radical change.
It doesn't have to be a radical change.
I have choice.
I have choice.
I forgot I have choice.
I forgot I have choice.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could feel.
If I could feel.
My power again.
My power again.
Success isn't going to be overnight.
Success isn't going to be overnight.
I'm not going to expect.
I'm not going to expect.
More for myself.
More for myself.
Than I'm comfortable giving.
Than I'm comfortable giving.
I'm safe.
I'm safe.
Being me.
Being me.
And I want to forgive myself.
And I want to forgive myself.
For all this outrageous fear.
For all this outrageous fear.
But it means I've got to change.
But it means I've got to change.
In ways I don't want to.
In ways I don't want to.
It's not true.
It's not true.
I can do whatever I want.
I can do whatever I want.
I could write the entire paper.
I could write the entire paper.
And never turn it in.
And never turn it in.
I could turn it in.
I could turn it in.
And forget what it was about again.
And forget what it was about again.
I have perfect choice.
I have perfect choice.
Owning myself.
Owning myself.
My talents.
My talents.
My ability.
My ability.
To follow through.
To follow through.
Does not mean.
Does not mean.
I have to radically change my life.
I have to radically change my life.
I can do it however I want.
I can do it however I want.
I can be whoever I want.
I can be whoever I want.
And I can take it slow.
And I can take it slow.
And I can have fun on the way.
And I can have fun on the way.
This story.
This story.
About who I would be.
About who I would be.
And what it would cost me.
And what it would cost me.
To be successful and grow.
To be successful and grow.
No longer serves me.
No longer serves me.
This story.
This story.
I wonder what I'm thinking.
I wonder what I'm thinking.
I'd like to let it go now.
I'd like to let it go now.
I have control.
I have control.
I'm so afraid.
I'm so afraid.
To allow it to open.
To allow it to open.
Because lately. I truly am.
I truly am.
Beginning to believe in miracles.
Beginning to believe in miracles.
And even though I love them.
And even though I love them.
They freak me out.
They freak me out.
I have miracle flu.
I have miracle flu.
And I don't want the vaccine.
And I don't want the vaccine.
I'm a miracle.
I'm a miracle.
I really did write a lot.
I really did write a lot.
And it really did feel good.
And it really did feel good.
I want to get back in that space.
I want to get back in that space.
I want to get back in my space.
I want to get back in my space.
Of loving myself.
Of loving myself.
Just one day at a time.
Just one day at a time.
That's all I have to do.
That's all I have to do.
One little day at a time.
One little day at a time.
That's all.
That's all.
I'm perfectly safe.
I'm perfectly safe.
Whatever I choose.
Whatever I choose.
I'm perfectly safe.
I'm perfectly safe.
Even though. My car got flooded.
My car got flooded.
It's the worst possible timing.
It's the worst possible timing.
And it's a wonderful way.
And it's a wonderful way.
Wonderful excuse.
Wonderful excuse.
For me to get freaked out.
For me to get freaked out.
And backpedal.
Back
go back to being stuck.
Go back to being stuck.
I wonder if I manifested that.
I wonder if I manifested that.
It could be a sad story.
It could be a sad story.
It's really stressful.
It's really stressful.
Almost had the thing paid off.
Almost had the thing paid off.
The insurance company could screw me.
The insurance company could screw me.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying.
Everybody who wants to be scared with me.
Everybody wants to be scared with me.
Oh, it's a wonderful excuse.
It's a wonderful excuse.
I could let go of my new beliefs.
I could let go of my new beliefs.
And go back to fear.
And go back to fear.
But darn it all.
But darn it all.
Helen's made it almost impossible.
Helen's made it almost impossible.
So wouldn't it be nice?
So wouldn't it be nice?
If I could lighten up.
If I could lighten up.
And enjoy the journey.
And enjoy the journey.
This journey.
This journey.
Starts and stops.
It starts and stops.
Of mistakes.
Of mistakes.
Of setbacks.
Of setbacks.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could get comfortable with all of this.
If I could get comfortable with all of this.
I want to believe.
I want to believe.
And I'm not going backwards.
And I'm not going backwards.
I'm just backing up a little.
I'm just backing up a little.
To take a running leap.
To take a running lead.
I've done it before. I'd like to do it again. No matter what I accomplish. I still have complete choice. I forgot I have choice. And now I want to choose. To be in alignment. With who I really am. And it's true. Some parts of me. Are afraid. And that's okay. I'm choosing a better thought anyway. Actually, the cool thing. The better thoughts. Are starting to choose me. And I deeply. And completely. Want to love and accept myself. In this very human experience. And all this fear. And completely. Want to see myself. My actions. My hesitations. With kindness and compassion. I'm doing the very best I can. And now I'm ready to do a little better. For a little while. I can always go backwards. I can always take a break. I am perfectly safe. Being me. And maybe I need to experience miracles and success. One spoonful at a time. Before I go hog wild on it. All this fear. Stuck in my throat.
All this fear.
Stuck in my throat. The one piece I never practiced. Was loving myself. Supporting myself. Enjoying being me. And it freaks me out. And I want to do it anyway. All this emotion. Trapped in my throat. I want to be easy. With who I am. And everything I feel. All this emotion. I want to love myself. And no one ever taught me that. And if I write. And finish. And turn it in. It would be the most loving thing. And I don't know how to do that yet. No wonder I was thinking. Flu makes more sense. I understand that. I understand pain and fear. I just need a little more practice. In loving. And honoring. And enjoying me. And I want to remember. Even that. I can take my time. I don't have to do it all at once. All this intensity. I want to love and accept myself. All this intensity. I don't know how to let it go. I want a bit. Anyway. All this intensity in my throat. Wouldn't it be nice? If I could let it go now. This inability. To love and accept myself. No matter who I am. No matter what I'm feeling. All this intensity. I want to love and accept myself. I wish there was a book on that. All this intensity. I want to feel safe. Experiencing this desire. To be the best me I can be. I don't know how to feel safe. Loving myself. I don't know how to feel safe. I want to feel safe anyway. All this chaos. About being loved. And what it means. All this pain. I want to forgive my mother. And all her fear. And all her pain. And her inability. To love herself. Through her whole life. I am not. My mother. I am so much more. Than my mother's experience. I am so much more. Than my experience. Up until now. I am so much more. Than all this fear and pain.
and all this fear and pain
that keeps bubbling up.
That keeps bubbling up.
Every time.
Every time.
I head towards.
I head towards.
Success.
Success.
I am so much more.
I am so much more
than all this that I'm holding.
Than all this that I'm holding.
In my heart and throat.
In my heart and throat.
And wouldn't it be nice?
And wouldn't it be nice?
If I could be open to the possibility.
If I could be open to the possibility.
To releasing.
To releasing.
This intensity.
This intensity.
And knowing.
And knowing.
I don't have to do anything.
I don't have to do anything.
Too fast.
Too fast.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Too big.
Too big.
I'm perfectly safe.
I'm perfectly safe.
I want to feel safe.
I want to feel safe.
I'm perfectly safe.
I'm perfectly safe.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I want to feel safe anyway.
I want to feel safe anyway.
This clutching fear.
This clutching fear.
This immobilizing fear.
This immobilizing fear.
I wonder if it's all mine.
I wonder if it's all mine.
Even though it's clutching me.
Even though it's clutching me.
Holding me tight.
Holding me tight.
I deeply.
I deeply
and completely
and completely
love and accept myself.
Love and accept myself.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Do you have any specific memory or thought?
All I can feel is that clutching.
This clutching fear.
This clutching fear.
I wonder why love.
I wonder why love.
And acceptance.
And acceptance.
And joy.
And joy.
Never clutches like this.
Never clutches like this.
Or maybe it does.
Or maybe it does.
This clutching fear.
This clutching fear.
I know what this feels like.
I know what this feels like.
And I felt it before.
And I felt it before.
And I never knew what to do with it.
And I never knew what to do with it.
And wouldn't it be nice?
And wouldn't it be nice?
If it's coming up right now.
If it's coming up right now.
So that I can ask for healing.
So that I can ask for healing.
For this clutching fear.
This clutching fear.
Not just for me.
Not just for me.
But for all my family.
But for all my family.
For all people.
For all people.
In all time.
In all times.
In all generations.
In all generations.
This clutching fear.
This clutching fear.
It's so much a part.
It's so much a part.
Of the human experience.
Of the human experience.
I've felt it.
I've felt it.
I've experienced it.
I've experienced it.
It's a part of me.
It's a part of me.
And I'm asking for healing anyway.
And I'm asking for healing anyway.
And I deeply.
And I deeply.
And completely.
And completely.
Want to love and accept myself.
Want to love and accept myself.
Even with this clutching fear.
Even with this clutching fear.
I want to remember.
I want to remember.
It's okay to feel this.
It's okay to feel this.
Life still happens.
Life still happens.
Whether I'm afraid or not.
Whether I'm afraid or not.
Cars get flooded.
Cars get flooded.
Papers do get written.
Papers do get written.
I do go to work.
I do go to work.
The good days come.
The good days come.
The pain comes.
The pain comes.
And I keep moving forward.
And I keep moving forward.
This clutching fear.
This clutching fear.
I'm asking for healing.
I'm asking for healing.
In all time.
In all times.
In all generations.
In all generations.
All this fear.
All this fear.
It can't possibly.
Can't possibly.
Be all mine.
Be all mine.
So I am asking for healing.
So I am asking for healing.
All this fear.
All this fear.
In the human experience.
In the human experience.
I want to be part of the solution.
I want to be part of the solution.
I want to face this fear.
I want to face this fear.
And allow it.
And allow it.
To be. To be.
To be.
With kindness and compassion.
With kindness and compassion.
As I gently allow it.
As I gently allow it.
And release it.
And release it.
Back to the source.
Back to the source.
To be recycled.
To be recycled.
Into something more positive.
Into something more positive.
I've known great fear.
I've known great fear.
Over loss.
Over loss.
I've known extreme fear.
I've known extreme fear.
Over what could happen.
Over what could happen.
I've known fear.
I've known fear.
Over things that never happen.
Over things that never happened.
I've known fear.
I've known fear.
Over things that happen to others.
Over things that happen to others.
I've known so much fear.
I've known so much fear.
If I let it go.
If I let it go.
Who would I be?
Who would I be?
All this fear.
All this fear.
I relate to fear.
I relate to fear.
I'm really good at fear.
I'm really good at fear.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could feel safe anyway.
If I could feel safe anyway.
I want to accept this fear.
I want to accept this fear.
With kindness and compassion.
With kindness and compassion.
I want to understand.
I want to understand.
That all my emotions.
That all my emotions.
Are a part of me.
Me.
I want to acknowledge them.
I want to acknowledge them.
Thank them.
Thank them.
And let them go.
And let them go.
When I'm ready.
When I'm ready.
All this fear.
All this fear.
It must be getting crowded in there.
Must be getting crowded in there.
With making eyes.
With making eyes.
If I could feel safe. Even with this experience. This human experience. Of chronic fear. It never seems to go far. It never seems to stay away. I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
And the truth is. No matter what I feel. Each day comes and goes. So wouldn't it be nice? If I could heal some of this fear. Turn it down a notch. So that I might allow in. A little more joy. I'm getting better at that. The fear is probably feeling threatened. This big babble. Going on inside of me. In my heart. In my throat. I want to know peace anyway. This big battle. Going on within me. I want to know peace anyway. I want to accept all these emotions. With kindness and compassion. Because it happens to all of us. I want to accept it. And love myself anyway. And I deeply. And completely. I'm doing the very best I can. And I want to feel good about that. Because the truth is. I don't have to be anything. I'm quite enough. Just where I am. There's nothing I have to finish. Or prove. Or fix. Or heal. I can't get it wrong. I am enough. And now I want more. Just for the sheer joy of it. Not because I have to have it. Not because I have to heal myself. Or others. I just want to feel good. Because I've already experienced. Feeling bad.
Long enough.
I'm perfectly safe. Desiring more. Because it's not a must. I am enough. Right where I am today. There is enough.
Time.
There is enough. Everything. And I am enough.
And I gently,
compassionately,
accept all parts of me.
Accept
all parts of me.